Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. So we've been building step by step, and last week in episode 6, we talked about not settling for the counterfeits while you wait on God's best. But today, I wanted to go over something even deeper into the waiting season itself. Because let's be real, waiting isn't easy. In fact, sometimes it's actually pretty exhausting. Like, I'm exhausted, sis. Okay, guys, I'm exhausted. And, you know, you pray, you fast, you journal, and you remind yourselves of God's promise. And yet, day after day, nothing seems to move. And slowly, you start to feel it. And that's pretty much what it's called, faith fatigue, right? And in this episode, like I just said, it's called faith fatigue when waiting wears you down, because I know I'm not the only one who's had those days where you think, Lord, I know you're faithful, but my heart is tired. I know. And you know, faith fatigue is when your heart gets tired of believing for what your eyes can't see yet. It's that tension of holding on to a promise that hasn't shown up, guys. You know, it looks like praying less because you're not sure anything will change. It looks like scrolling on social media, you know, comparing yourself to others and quietly asking, why not me? You know, it looks like, I don't know, wanting to celebrate others when, you know, but secretly fighting back tears at night. I know. I've been there. And listen, if that's you, you're not less spiritual. I'm just letting you know that. You're not less faithful. You're just human. And even people in the Bible got weary waiting, right? Like Abraham, Sarah, Hannah. You know, the difference is they didn't stop believing even when it hurt. And one thing about me, like, I could be hurting and I have my moments of weakness where, like, I feel like I'm giving up and, like, you know, but I always take it to prayer. I always cry out to God, regardless of the fact. I never lose faith. You know, I continue to hold on to him. And the hardest part about being or about faith fatigue, right, is the silence, you know, because when you pray and it feels like heaven is quiet, you start wondering, like, did I hear God wrong? Maybe I imagine the promise, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, this season, you know, maybe marriage isn't for me. And those thoughts can spiral out of control, guys, you know, but I'm going to tell you, silence doesn't mean absence. Okay. Silence is often God's classroom, right? He's building endurance. He's building our patience. He's building our character in the quiet, right? Like think about taking a test in class and the teacher being quiet, but let's talk about athletes, right? The strength isn't like built on game day, right? It's built in the hidden hours of training, and your faith is being strengthened in the silence. Let's just look at it that way. So what do you do when the waiting is wearing you down, right? So here's a few things that have helped me when I'm feeling weary, right? First, I'm honest with God. I don't fake it, right? I tell him when, you know, I tell him, I'm like, you know, I'm tired. I'm discouraged. I'm struggling to believe. You know, I pray, I talk to him, like, literally, guys, I sit in my room, in my bed, on my floor, wherever I am, I don't care. I sit and I just, most of the time is in my bed, and I just have a conversation, like I'm having a conversation with a friend, like he's sitting there and I'm just like talking to him and I'm like, God, come on, like what's going on? You know, I feed my faith daily, to be honest with you. I read his word. I listen to his sermons, you know, or not to his sermons, but I listen to sermons. I worship. I love worshiping in the car. I love worship music. It's so uplifting to me. You know, faith comes from hearing, and sometimes your spirit needs to hear truth louder than your doubts. You know, I really haven't been, I want to say, as in tune with the Bible and His Word this week. I need to jump back on it, but that's because I've been recording my podcast that, yes, is talking about things in relation to God and relationships and stuff like that. But again, I'm not giving you scriptures. I'm not giving you things to reference back to the Bible. Like, yes, I'm talking about Abraham and Sarah and little stories, but I'm not referencing, you know, chapters and verses. And that's a way for me to do my Bible studies in a way. It's when I'm doing my podcast, I am searching things that I'm going to relate that is in relation to what I'm speaking about. And that's the time that I take to do my Bible studies. So that's how I'm trying to balance everything out. But I have been a little bit slow this week and I need to get myself back on roll. But I also surround myself with faith-filled people, right? Because isolation makes your fatigue a little bit heavier, guys. You know, community reminds you that we're not alone. You know, there's people out there that are going through the same struggles. And, you know, sometimes we just need somebody else to just talk to, you know? And I celebrate my small wins, even if it's not the big promise yet. Like, I thank God every day, you know, for answered prayer, every sign of His goodness, gratitude shifts, you know, perspective, things like that. And I rest. Yes, I know. You're like, rest. I'm like, yeah, I gotta rest, baby. I'm tired. It's called fatigue. It's called faith fatigue for something. I gotta rest, honey. I'm tired. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of, you know, sometimes faith fatigue comes from trying to carry it all on yourself. And remember, you know, God's yoke is easy and His burden is light. So rest, baby. Rest, because you're gonna wear yourself out. And I want you guys to remember that, you know, faith fatigue doesn't disqualify you from His promise. Just because you're tired doesn't mean God is done with you, you know? But one thing I can remember from one of the Bible studies I was doing was Galatians 6:9. And it's funny because that's my number, 69. And before you think anything, it's 69 and 96 are my numbers. But Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, you know, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And, you know, that due season may not be on your timeline, but it is on God's. And He's never late, even if it feels like He is, guys. You know, we don't, His time is not our time. You know, I wish, you know, we wish it wasn't our time, but then again, I guess our Creator knows best. So if your faith feels weak right now, hold on to His truth. You know, God doesn't need your perfection. He just needs your persistence. So keep showing up, you know, keep trusting, even if all you can say is, Lord, help me, or help my unbelief, right? That still says a lot. That's still faith. So if the waiting season is wearing you down, guys, I want you to know you're not alone. I'm in it too, honey. It's wearing me out. And faith fatigue is real, okay? But it's not final. You know, God is with you in the silence. He's strengthening you in the hidden places. And the promise is still on the way. It might be on a turtle, you know, who's dragging both legs from the back. But it's coming. Sooner or later, but it's coming, you know. So let's go ahead and pray, guys, okay? Lord, I lift up every weary heart today. For the one who feels tired of waiting, strengthen their faith. For the one who feels forgotten, remind them that they're seen. For the one battling doubt, speaking fresh hope into their spirit. Renew us, Lord, and give us the courage to keep believing even when we're tired. In Jesus' name, amen. And that, guys, concludes episode 7. And thank you for letting me speak into your heart today. You know, next week in episode 8, we're going to talk about purpose in the waiting. in how to live fully before the promise comes. Because waiting doesn't mean sitting still. It means walking in purpose while you wait. So you don't want to miss it. This will be the second to last episode before this season is over. I know I said I was going to get a little bit more personal. I really thought I was. But after that first episode where I kind of started crying and pouring into it, I said, I can't do it. I just can't. I can't. It's not because I don't want to share my experience and my story with you guys, but it's very sentimental to me and very touchy. And I thought I was prepared for that, but I guess I'm still, you know, working on that. So I try to give you a little bit of something, you know, in the meantime, in between time. But I still shared a little bit, you know, but anyhow, until next time, guys, I don't want to drag this video. I will see you on the next episode. Okay. Have a blessed day. Bye.